What about the issue of post-transplant therapy or maintenance?
Well, there are a number of studies that have been reported looking at chemotherapy maintenance as a way to extend disease-free intervals and hopefully impact survival. The studies that are the most interesting, one of them is an IFM study where patients received VAD induction, had a tandem transplant regimen, and then were randomized to thalidomide or no thalidomide. That trial reported an advantage in terms of progression-free and overall survival. It appeared in subgroup analysis to primarily benefit patients who did not achieve complete remissions after transplant, and in addition, they tended to be a group of patients that were considered low-risk disease, patients who didn't have deletion 13 or elevated beta 2 microglobulin. That study definitely showed a survival advantage. There was another interesting trial from Australia that is less robust in terms of numbers and follow-up, but patients on that trial received a single transplant and then were randomly assigned to prednisone plus or minus thalidomide. And the doublet combination of thalidomide-prednisone, again, was superior to prednisone alone as a maintenance therapy for those patients.
How do you approach the situation yourself off-study right now?
Off-study, I think we offer patients the opportunity to receive an IMID, either thalidomide or lenalidomide post-transplant, primarily, I think, for patients who are not in a complete remission after transplant. If they're already in remission, we don't think we have enough data to say that maintenance is a standard of care. But if the patient is not in a complete remission, we will offer them off-study. If they don't want to participate in a clinical trial, we will offer them this off-study.
Why an IMID as opposed to bortezomib or both?
I think that we don't know the best way to use bortezomib post-transplant. There are far more limited data on the use of this agent as a maintenance. Again, convenience becomes an issue. Since this is an intravenous drug, if you put a patient on bortezomib, they're coming to the clinic on a pretty frequent basis to get the drug. The drug traditionally has been given twice a week on a 2 out of 3 week schedule. And so that's a bit intensive as a maintenance therapy for a patient compared to an oral agent that they can simply take at home on a daily basis. And so I think, again, the issue of convenience for the patient and how to give the drug come into play.